Flashbang. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Sense8. Rating Mature. Relationships Felix Wolfgang, Felix Daniela, and Hernando Lido Daniela. Also tagged for polyfidelity, open relationships, dirty talk, hookup, and mild sexual content. Part 13 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
Danny calls Felix while he's on a lunch break with the sort of precise timing that implies she must have asked Wolfgang Lido when he'd be taking it. There's a moment where it crosses his mind that he shouldn't answer the phone to strange numbers anymore. But even back home, he dealt with a lot of people with anonymity to protect who would call from blocked number. And he would just have to roll with it if he wanted his cash. Old habits die hard and all that. The phone is up to his ear before he remembers he's fugitive light. Hello? So Wolfgang said you get off at 7, which is enough time for you to get to the club. Do you have a sport coat? Felix's mind skitters to catch up with whose voice he's even hearing, let alone what the fuck she's talking about. Danny? He says, nearly dumping his food into his lap. Duh, I'm offended you had to ask. Felix feels a grin creeping up on him. No, you aren't, he says. What's this about a suit? Danny is running a con, though she doesn't call it that in so many words. From what Felix gleans from the conversation, which is quite pointedly one-sided enough for Felix to continue eating as he listens, is that Danny was a trust fund baby, living easy and aspiring to be a famous actress, right up until she accidentally gave her ex the ammo to start Lido's shit show. I can't take any pictures without wincing, just thinking he might... She stops herself, taking a shaky breath. Felix can't tell if it's anger or fear. Would guess it's probably both. He's still around? Are you offering to change that? If he gets within spitting distance. Upon being financially cut off, Danny began playing a game against the whole world. Odds Felix likes a lot. Pretending to be director so-and-so's secretary and Mr. McFamous's agent, all to make it seem like she and Lido are very busy and well sought after and not desperately close to doing late-night infomercials. Now that she's gotten Lido situated in what Felix is excited to hear referred to as his breakout role, she's aiming just as big for herself. That requires an international presence. So you're the agent talking to me about being on a super hush-hush film project happening in Europe. Danny says, I'm on the fence, but you, the ritzy German agent who knows me by name, are making it seem like a huge deal, a big payout. Felix thinks about that. You get I don't really do classy, right? He steals from the rich. He's never had to pretend to be one of them. For fuck's sake, he got excited to buy nice shoes for the first time in his life last year. He can't see himself brushing elbows with any more famous people than he already knows. You don't need to do classy. You just need to do better than you, Danny assures him. Then her voice gets a touch dramatic. Why did you approach me? Do you know who I am? I know Lito Rodriguez personally. Who do you think you are? I have more money in the bank than your whole family. I'm big in Europe. Felix snickers.
You want me to be an actor?
Everyone's got something to be proud of. You just have to wield it like a weapon, Danny replies. And Felix is flustered to realize the thing he's most proud of is being Wolfgang's partner. She keeps talking before he can chase that thought. Whatever it is that you have, that you are, makes you matter. You own them, and they should know it. She hums. And anyway, the only person you have eyes for is me. You could honestly ignore anyone else. To be fair, that should be easy enough. Danny would probably be the only person in the room he liked on any level.
Well, it goes without saying you'll be one of the hottest girls in the room anyway.
Danny makes a delighted sound.
One of?
Felix chuckles, tossing his trash.
Did I say that? Was my mistake. I meant the hottest girl in the room.
That's better, she sings. So, are you in or what?
A con, booze, and a pretty girl?
Honestly. Gonna need a jacket. Perfect. I'll text you the addresses. Felix finishes his shift on the same level of interest he normally does, which is to say he moves around just enough to look like he's busy and would say something if someone tried to rob them. He's not 100% sure he would. He's doing his best not to think too hard about tonight, actually, because if he thinks about it too hard, he'll convolute it. Walk into a club like he's got a big dick, find Danny, and lead her away from the adoring masses like she's a princess and he's a very lucky bandit. He can do that. He doesn't need to overthink it. He's buzzing by the time he gets home.
You showered for her. I'm impressed, Wolfgang says when he comes out of the bathroom.
Fuck you,
Felix says, dropping his towel on Wolfgang's head. So what? He's a little excited. Danny is hot and probably has at least 3 pinches of crazy in her. Felix has several types and she's one.
Don't be mad she didn't ask you with your fucking model-ass face, he mutters, rifling through the closet for clean pants.
Wolfgang is smirking at him, knowingly, though.
Lito, you made him jealous.
Felix goes warm, turning back to him.
I am not...
Ah, Felix, I think you are quite pretty, too. Your eyes especially are very expressive and sweet, and your smile is very handsome,
Lito says, coming forward to cup Felix's face, smiling at his glower. And anyway, Danny likes boys that are a little crazy, too, he smirks. Wolfgang thinks you have a type.
You snitch!
Felix shouts at the space behind Lito.
Oh, cariño, so does he, Lito replies, then pauses, glancing over Felix's shoulder into the closet.
The Gray Henley, keep it open. Wear your nice Oxfords. Danny says she left you a hat and some sunshades with your blazer to give you that extra haughty rich guy boost. You should take a taxi. They have very fancy ones around here. Felix sneers, still a little miffed at being pegged so easily.
Okay, Mom.
Lito presses a kiss to his forehead, sticking out his tongue when Felix wipes it off. Dressed and as prepped as he can get, Felix ruffles Wolfgang's hair where he's standing by the counter making his dinner.
Back later, Wolfie,
he says, starting for the door. Wolfgang catches Felix by the arm before he can get out of the kitchen, though.
Just don't knock her up.
Surprised, Felix stops. He hadn't actually intended to go past overt flirting, but that sounds... Well, from Wolfgang, that sounds a lot like permission. Felix hadn't been aware he wanted, let alone needed, permission, but, well, here the fuck they are. He squints at Wolfgang.
Is that the only rule?
It's Lito that flicks his chin, though.
I can't beat you up, but I'll try,
he warns, only half-joking.
Wolfgang has dibs on your forever.
Felix turns around to face them fully.
Of course you do,
he says. He lowers his voice because, Wolfgang or not, talking with feelings always makes him awkward and embarrassed. I won't fuck around if you ask me not to. He and Wolfgang aren't fucking. Felix isn't sure if this is even headed that direction, but he is being sincere. It'd be a bitch. They'd probably have to talk about it later or whatever, but he's not above choking his Johnson for now if that's what this calls for. Wolfgang doesn't answer for a moment, but then grabs Felix by the side of his neck. That's half of your personality, Felix. He cracks a smile when Felix shoves him. I was trying to be considerate, you fuck. I'm new at this, Felix snaps, but it comes out whinier than he means it to. Wolfgang's face goes serious. You know I don't care what you get up to, he says, as long as you turn up after. As long as you come back to me. It takes a moment, but the smirk that stretches across Felix's lips is just as genuine as the heat suffusing through his cheeks. Wolfgang's possessiveness shows up in odd ways, but they're ways Felix can jive with. Wolfgang will never have to compete for the number one spot, and they both know it. Felix kisses Wolfgang because he can. He forgets that sometimes, but he can. He does it again. Wouldn't go anywhere else, he says against Wolfgang's lips before he steps back. Wolfgang's face is eased and pink. I know, he says. So like I said, just don't knock her up. The dented condom tin Felix pulls out of his pocket with a mock salute just makes Wolfgang shake his head. But they're smiling when they both turn away. The night isn't as much of a shit show as it could have been. Felix wants that on the record. The ruse had worked well. Well enough, in fact, that an actual agent for a director interrupted it. He'd wanted to invite Danny into negotiations for a movie being filmed in multiple countries across the world, and a contract with significantly more real zeros than Danny had even told Felix to fake having. Felix didn't have to fake being annoyed. It was fun talking to, acting with Danny. Her German was clearly quite rehearsed, but her accent was cute, and she was stunning. She was clearly one of those people who flourished under the attention of others, and Felix was more than happy to pay attention to her. The douche with the shitty hipster stash killed his vibe, but Danny patting his hand was enough to remind him that, well, yeah, this was sort of the point. He'd played his part well and could relax in this squeaky club chair until he finished a few beers and Danny texted him the all clear. By the end of the night, he isn't particularly trying to be attractive anymore. But the way he's slouched probably comes off as pretentiously disheveled and aloof, given how expensive this outfit is. Danny's eyes light up when she sees him, though. She stands a little straighter as she walks over to him, making her dress hike up her thighs just slightly. Felix does his best not to start shifting in his seat, even when she gets close enough that her knees are practically touching his as she looks down at him. I told him I didn't want any bad blood, so I should thank you for the interest, she says teasingly, with a small, apologetic smile that Felix can see in her eyes is exactly one closed door away from breaking open into shrieking laughter. She's a great actress, but she's letting him see past that. He wonders if it even matters that he can't get the smile off his face. Figures it doesn't. Chuckling, he sets his beer aside. Yeah, I guess infighting is bad for business, he says, back, looking up at her flirtatiously. He's a very lucky guy. How flattering, Danny says, back with a twist of her waist, that Felix barely puts in the effort not to follow with his eyes. All is not lost for you, though. No? She shakes her head, pursing her lips and humming thoughtfully. Why don't you come up to my suite and we can talk about our schedules? Felix doesn't jump up, but he moves a bit quicker than he means to. Danny doesn't so much as step back, smirking up at him as he invades her space. That sounds like a plan, he mumbles, offering his elbow. She takes it gratefully and subtly leads him out of the club and into a waiting town car. A true gentleman, thank you very fucking much, He opens the car for her and walks around to the far side himself. As soon as they pull off, the wild laughter he'd seen in her eyes moments ago bubbles out as she dances in place. That was amazing! Her eyes are bright when she turns to him. You are perfect! I try, Felix grins, tossing his hands out. You got a deal then? She holds up her cell phone. I got the casting agent's personal fucking phone number, she says. He's willing to schedule a read-through with me next week. No shit, Felix exclaims. The next 15 minutes pass in a blur of words so quickly that Felix nearly struggles to follow along. Wonders if some of it is even in English. But she's only half talking to him, mostly excited with herself. And Felix doesn't mind. She's easy to look at and her voice is nice. Then Danny is tipping the driver and dragging him along behind her into her hotel. In an amazing feat of self-control. Before she jumps him in the elevator, sending his back crashing against the wall. Danny kisses like a firestorm, all burning heat and zero fucking restraint. And Felix loves it. She doesn't let him up for air until the door dings open and Felix cackles as she shrieks delightedly when he picks her up. Never one to be outdone, she makes a mess of his hair, clawing at his back as he stumbles in the direction she points and, fuck yes, he's down with this. It's been years since he's been with a girl who'd properly rough him up, and Danny is easily already his favorite. The backs of his knees hit the bed and she climbs over his lap, pushing his jacket off his shoulders and throwing his hat. Who the fuck cares where? When he reaches for the end of her dress, though, she grabs his wrist. You belong to someone else, right? She asks seriously. And Felix's head clears, the wording twisting hotly in his stomach, shocking him. His first instinct is to say yes, which only shocks him further. Felix licks his lips. Well, yeah, I do. Danny nods, tugging his shirt off before settling his hands on her thighs. Good.
Good?
Why? Felix asks, confused, but undeterred as he leans forward to kiss her throat.
Felix,
Danny says breathily, though it sounds a lot like, duh.
So do I, remember?
Oh, Felix says, which makes Danny laugh. They might not be fucking, but she is indisputably in love with Leto, of course. He gets dibs on her forever, the same way Wolfgang gets dibs on Felix's. As a matter of fact,
in a weird way, it's almost the same guy,
Felix jokes against her collarbone, pauses when she pulls away. Danny is blinking at him in confusion, but before he can say anything, her face opens up. Felix finds his stomach flipping, stunned at the sharp arousal suddenly blowing her eyes dark and wide.
Wolfgang?
Duh, who else would I belong to? Felix asks, only a little incredulous. I don't joke with shit like that.
Holy shit,
Danny says, her face a wondrous shade of pink as she writhes on his lap, making him lose his breath.
Have you ever,
she motions, and he gets the picture. With Wolfie? No. He leaves out the fact that he isn't sure Wolfgang would be down with that. Hasn't worked up the nerve to ask. Danny makes a desperate little sound, pulling back some. Would he be upset? She asks slowly, like it's a secret she's nervous to find out. If you fucked someone else before he got to?
Danny!
Felix snarks back in the same you-were-being-slow tone she'd used on him.
That ship has definitely sailed.
And anyway, I wouldn't have even come into the room if... She's kissing him again, and Felix doesn't mind being shut up. It isn't until she's down to nothing but her bra, and Felix is doing his best to divest her of it, while she seems intent to distract him in any number of ways, when she speaks again. What would you do to him? Felix freezes, and, ridiculously enough, flushes hot.
What?
Wolfgang, she clarifies, leaning down to kiss him, letting her bra slip down her arms. He watches it, because how could he not?
but her words get a hook in his mind and pull. If you got with him, what would you do to him?
Felix stares at her, not surprised exactly, but definitely a little stunned. She's mostly fishing to get off, he knows that, but he doesn't think she understands. That's such a huge question. Felix is so overwhelmed by his friendship, his sense of loyalty and brotherhood with Wolfgang, that he can usually step outside his attraction to him, view it objectively. Asked so directly, though, when he's already turned on out of his head, has his thoughts spiraling in the other direction, finding more material than he generally lets himself think about. "Fuck Danny," he whispers as her nails drag down the sides of his neck, down his chest. He never shied away from talking dirty, but it's also never put him so close to the edge. "I don't." Danny kisses him again.
"You don't have to," she says, touching his hand. He started to shake slightly. Her eyes are still just as blown, but she's sincere in her assurance as well as her arousal.
"I thought you might like it." Her smile is meant to distract him away from her question. "At least as much as you like me." But now that Felix is thinking about it, the thought is sticking. He doesn't feel like he'd betray Wolfgang to tell her. Not when this is, well, not real, but only in his head. Not that Danny would, but there's nothing she could use against Wolfgang in what's taken the forefront of his mind. That's pretty much the only reason he wouldn't say it. Felix isn't familiar with shame.
"I think if we did it," Felix admits slowly, kissing her ear, "it'd be different than I thought at first."
"Yeah?" she replies, pulling his hands down. He doesn't make her go slow.
"I always thought it'd be rough stuff. We're so..."
Felix feels like he stops seeing the room, getting lost in all the big moments between him and Wolfgang, including the first one, running back into a fight that should have been too big for him, just because Felix knew Wolfgang never would have left him there alone. At some point, that started to describe their whole relationship. "It's always a fight with us. I figured that's how it'd start." And it would have been so easy for it to go in that direction. One little slip of reality, one thing done differently while the two of them were roughhousing, wrestling. Felix being just a little more rash than he normally was, crashing bodies turning into crashing lips, and one of them winding up face down on the floor, panting and writhing. The two of them hooking up the hard way was an easy thought. Felix could see it happening on so many different occasions. It's honestly probably a statistical anomaly that it didn't happen. But then Wolfgang was 8 people and they were running for it, and Felix was kissing his best friend on their shared futon in a new country, and, well, what fun is life that goes according to plan? Felix doesn't think about getting with Wolfgang like that very often anymore.
I think it'd go slow, Felix says, and then does so, watching her face change.
We'd probably only get half out of our clothes, because...
He shakes his head, bites her lip.
Kissing him, Danny.
It's good, she pants, rocking.
So good I fucking get lost, Felix half laughs. Like I forget anything that comes after.
That makes him realize he doesn't feel like he needs the after. Wolfgang, every moment with him is whole as it is. It's more than enough. Felix overflows with him constantly, but drowning is the only way he knows how to breathe. He'd gladly take more if...
I don't think he's ever with a guy.
Felix's train of thought gets obliterated when he wonders if Wolfgang has ever played with his ass before. He can't really imagine it happening, but then he is imagining it happening, and... He shuts his eyes, arousal spiking, twitching towards her warmth.
I'd want it to be good. I'd want to make him want it.
Fuck, Danny gasps, and pushes Felix onto his back. He plucks the condom tin out of his pocket before she shucks his pants.
How?
Felix feels a rush from her, from the thoughts of Wolfgang. His heart is pounding, even though the thoughts feel oddly easy.
My mouth, anywhere he let me put it. he says, only feeling the slightest bit of embarrassment when his mouth waters at the thought. He kisses down her body, shivering. I don't know if I'd even try to fuck him. He grins a little as she twitches under his fingers as they tickle down her back, down between her legs. Maybe I'd just finger him until he came all over himself, until I got to watch him and... Felix! She gasps his name, hands flexing on his chest. Yeah? He smirks innocently. When she grins at him, maniacal and bright, as she twists her hair up, he can't help but grin back. He's about to be in for it. I'll take the rough stuff, since no one else called dibs, she says, biting her lip. Felix tosses his head back and laughs. Danny, I think you're fucking crazy, he says, ripping open a condom. Danny titters at him, but her tone is low and dark when she leans down to speak against his lips. I think you fucking like it, Felix. Well, she isn't wrong, so he doesn't see the point in arguing. Shortly after, he doesn't have enough spare oxygen to even try. When he wakes up to a door creaking open, his first instinct is to grab the gun under his head, which is definitely not under his hotel bed. But before he can improvise a weapon, he recognizes Leto in the doorway, between the suites, sleepy and amused. Danny kisses Felix's cheek before shamelessly wandering over into Leto's arms, smirking and talking about how Leto's other selves have the best friends, and would he please tell Wolfgang to put him out on loan more often? Felix recognizes Wolfgang's smirk on Leto's lips, responding to her in German-accented Spanish that makes her brows jump up and Hernando laugh from further in the room. The fondness that puts in his chest makes him feel caught between the urge to kiss him and smack him just on principle. But because it's Leto, and he uses his face for a living, Felix only hits him with a pillow before he gets him in a headlock. Leto still whines like he'd shot him, but Felix just laughs as he stumbles back into the rest of his clothes. On the way out, he gets more parting hugs and kisses than he's used to in any context, and he's practically bouncing as he leaves the hotel. He almost feels like running. Suddenly, unsurprisingly, he can't wait to kiss his favorite wolf good afternoon. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!